Hey, GWA Backstage, I'm supposed to be doing homework, so obviously I'm gonna answer the Books Are Sexy Questions questionnaire. Because why not? What am I reading right now? Actually, right now, the book that I am supposed to be reading is Ethics in Canadian Nursing Practice: Navigating the Journey by Kathleen Oberle and Shelley Raffin Bouchall. It's actually a lovely book. I was really hoping to do a hysterical literature bit, but I'm thinking because of copyright issues, that'll be one of those things that just never actually gets posted, and only a few people will ever hear. Speaking of hysterical literature, I really want to do a reading of Beowulf, but I'm getting distracted. My favorite genre of books, my actual favorite genre is like fantasy. I will take like sci-fi, fantasy, cheap dime store novels, like trashy fiction. The stuff I read the most of right now is my textbooks, which are all nursing related. So that's my life. Do I use an e-reader? I have an e-reader. I actually got a reader probably over a year ago now, because I discovered that there are a lot of free dirty stories on the internet, and I realized I could just download them to my reader, and I could have dirty stories anywhere, and nobody would know. Unfortunately, Sony Reader got the thing got shut down, and now it's Kobo, and I also got a new laptop somewhere in that time, so I never got my reader plugged into my new laptop and onto the Kobo thing. So my reader kind of is sitting at home on my dresser, unplugged, and I haven't read it in a long time. But yeah, it's all about the free, short, dirty stories. Do I buy books or check them out at the library? If they are available at the library, I will buy them. Or I will check them out. I have bought books, though, when I just feel like going to the library is going to be too annoying. Actually, the last book I bought was my drug guide, because I didn't want to be carrying around a library version and worry about it getting taken or wrecked at work. Do I have a favorite bookstore? I have heard absolutely delicious things about a bookstore in a town about an hour away that I really want to go to and see, because that seems like an incredible bookstore from what I've heard, but I haven't been there yet myself. There was a bookstore in my old town called Second Look Books, which I absolutely adored because it was a used bookstore. But it was like laid out in proper bookstore, you know, you could actually find things fashion, as opposed to Old Goat Books, which was also a great used bookstore. But basically, the owner would just dump the books into the stacks and, like, good luck finding anything. But that did make it a perfect store to go, like, ambling about and just seeing what you could find. Also, who could resist a store called Old Goat Books? That was just cool. What is my favorite book? That is a tough question. I have a lot of books that I like for different reasons, and I will probably end up going over them throughout the rest of the questionnaire because I've glanced at some other books, so I'm just gonna let that one lie for now. My favorite author. That's another tough one. There's a lot of authors that I like, and I'm also really bad for thinking about, like, I'll read something and I'll be like, I love this author, and then I forget to look anything else up by them. So that said, I really ought to have more Ursula K. Le Guin books, because she's kind of brilliant when she comes to building her worlds. And I really, yeah, should find some more Ursula K. Le Guin. Really should. Oh, and then there's my other favorite author of Neil Gaiman, because fuck, who doesn't love him? Is there a book that has changed you in some way? The Ethical Slut. That was kind of my favorite recent read, and it was definitely eye-opening and wonderful, and I need to get it back from whoever the hell I loaned it to. Now that I think about it, I need that book back. Do I reread books over and over again? Yes. Yes, I do. Well, I did. I haven't had the chance to recently, but at the same time, once I get my hands back on the ethical slot, I'm definitely going to read it again. There's some books that I read over again. There's some books that I read once, and I'm like, okay, well, that was good. All of Tom Clancy kind of fits in that department. I read Tom Clancy once. Although then you read the next book, and you're like, I'm pretty sure I read this already. But that's okay. That's my brain candy. What's the first book you remember reading? My family was big with books. Like, we had a lot of books, and I'm pretty sure my mom was one of those people that read to me in utero. So odds are good the first book I remember reading, that's a tough one, because I know I would have read the Grimm's Fairy Tales, probably not as a kid. Odds are good I read Winnie the Pooh a lot, and The House at Pooh Corner. And there probably was a lot of Dr. Seuss there, too. Yeah, it's hard to say. My favorite book as a kid. If we count, like, not as a little child, but, like, kind of middle school-ish, then it would be The Lord of the Rings. I had this awesome pair of cargo pants that could fit The Hobbit and The Fellowship of the Ring in one pocket, and The Two Towers and The Return of the King in the other pocket. And I basically read those books for 2 years straight. I could get through the entire four books in, like, less than a week. I just kept reading them and reading them and reading them. I'd actually get annoyed at the teachers who are like, no, you can't do your book report on The Lord of the Rings again. And I'm like, okay, clearly I did it on The Fellowship of the Ring last time. This one's The Two Towers. They're different books. No. Fine. And then I read Black Beauty, and that was just, yeah. I grew up on a farm, okay? It's not my fault that I was a horse person. Where do you like to read? Anywhere there's enough light. I would say I love to read in bed, but I would have to have the light, and then when I'm done reading, I have to put the book away, and I have to take off my glasses. Anywhere comfortable. I do like reading outside when it's nice out. When do I like to read? During the daytime, because it gets dark at night. Also, I like to read when I have time, which I don't. Or when I have something that I need to be studying about, then I really want to be reading something else. Ooh, what character do you most want to be like? Yeah, I want to skip over that one, because I really, really can't think of... There's so many awesome characters out there, and I can't really think of any books that I've read most recently that really work, so I'm gonna pass on that one. What book would you like to be a part of? There's always a terrifying part of that, though. Like, because it's like, okay, I'd like to be a part of The Lord of the Rings, but let's be honest, I'd be some peasant girl somewhere and probably die on my way to Helm's Deep or something. Like, maybe not. I'm trying to think of what other good books I've read that have... I could live in an Ursula K. Le Guin novel. I'm sure there'd be shitty parts to it, but at least I'd have a good idea of my culture. Oh, is there a line or a passage from a book that has stuck with you? If you can, read it for us. I am not going to read it for you. It was my mantra for a long time. During my university, early other university days. It's a line from Beowulf, and the line specifically is, "This too shall pass." But the beautiful thing about that is it's said during happy times and during sad times, which for me was really, really helpful in kind of mellowing me out a little bit, because I would get super excited about everything, and if I could just ground myself with "This too shall pass," it kind of worked out really well. What is my best favorite way to find new books or authors? Asking people. Also, just My library here has a off sale. Like, they just get rid of books every now and then because that's just what the school library does. So, the last little sale they had was actually a few weeks ago, and it was like, bring a bag, fill the bag, $5. So I brought home two, like, bags full of books. And I haven't really flipped through them yet, but they look like they're fun. And it ranges everything from analyzing EKGs to a book called, I think, I don't know, it's a book about women in classical antiquity. It looks like fun. Okay, if I could have sex with any character from a book, that's sick. I'd have sex with a lot of characters. There's a lot of really, really sexy people out there. No, I wouldn't have sex with the entire fellowship. Just some of them. Yeah, I honestly can't think of any specific ones I would have sex with. But in general, strong male characters that are slightly dominant. Gee, I wonder why. I'm also the little bit supernatural part of it. Anything like that is always a little hot. Do you read romance or erotica? Yes, I do. Do I have a favorite author or book? Not necessarily. I just read a lot of cheap stuff. I also used to write a lot of shit stuff, which was also great. Have you ever masturbated while reading a book? yes. In an effort to keep me studying, even more like had me ride my Hitachi while I was reading my oh, I can't even remember which textbook it was. Might have been my med-surg book, might have been a different book. Anyway, the important thing was, yes, I have masturbated while I was reading. Actually, several times, because the one time I was reading and I actually muted my mic just to get myself in trouble. That was fun. And then I had to read out loud so that he knew that I wasn't muting myself. Didn't get to turn the Hitachi off, though. And that's about the end of that. So, I hope you enjoyed my ranting about books.